This is John's Gem number 73, based on chapter 18 and verse 4. Who is in control? As we move into chapter 18, John changes his style of writing quite abruptly. Up to this point, he has concentrated on major incidents, mostly not covered by the other gospel writers, exploring them in some detail. From here on, he gives us a much more straightforward account of what happened, following very much the same pattern as the other writers, with only detailed changes, as he added items of knowledge of what had happened, which he had, but they clearly lacked. We need to note one all-important fact about these next three chapters, easily missed. Who was in charge? Who is in control of what happened? We read in chapter 18 and verse 4, Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it you want?" That is indicative of all that was to follow. The amazing fact is that he knew he was the one they wanted, and all that was to follow. He was the one who asked who the arresting squad were after. He argued with Pilate as an equal, even as the blood poured off his back and brow. He organized the future of his mother, even as he hung on the cross. He directed events after his death and resurrection. Always, it was Jesus who was in control, even in the hour of his death, and throughout the subsequent events. Jesus did not just go knowingly to his death. He went deliberately. He went of set purpose. He went controlling what was happening. When he might at any moment have changed his mind and called in squads of angels to the rescue, he had made himself of no reputation. He had taken on the form of a servant. He had humbled himself. He had become obedient to the wills and passions of other people. Yet he was, in a strange way, still in control. And why did he act in such a counterintuitive way? The answer is, for you, for me. Isn't that absolutely amazing? At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us, said Paul in Romans 5. John said, in the introduction to his gospel, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." It was very unclear then what John meant. Now we can see the full glory of it. The glory. His glory was in his death. For us, for you, for me, which he carried out through every awful detail, in control, in command. The Lord of all the earth reigned in his death.